House Bill 1008 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1008 has a pending amendment. Is there any discussion on the pending amendment? Representative Adelstein.
Sorry for the brief delay. There's a little confusion. I made a mistake. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment to the amendment, mostly because I overlooked that it occurred again in the next page.
When it's reduced to writing, I will have the clerk read the amendment to the amendment.
Representative Adelstein moves that the pending amendment be amended as follows. By adding on page 2, line 2 of the printed bill, overstrike 5 and insert an underscored 10.
Is there a second? There is a second discussion on the motion to amend the amendment.
Somebody
Representative
second.
Adelstein.
Second. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise again to speak on the amendment to bring our referendum and petition numbers up to meet that of the 21st century. The present law provides that it requires only 5% of qualified voters to petition and refer. I think that it's not unreasonable to have a small number refer, recognizing that a small number in this country need to be recognized, but a small number would be 10%, not 5%. I think that we have had experiences, at least in two West River towns that I know of people bringing forth really what are frivolous references and petitions that ends up tying up the whole community for sometimes months on end. I think that the small increase, the really small incremental increase from 5 to 10% would make more realistic the requirement and would still allow 10% to require 90% to reconsider an issue introduced by people whom they've already elected. I really urge your passage of this amendment. It's a good time to do it. It's easy and it's very, very short. And now that we've got it right, it occurs in two places. Thank you.
Are there any further remarks? Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I can't urge you enough to defeat the motion to amend the pending amendment and the original amendment. Even though I'm sure Representative Adelstein brings it forth in good faith, I don't believe he realizes how serious the 5 to 10% really is. In Rapid City, currently right now, to put a ballot measure into play, it takes approximately 1,900 registered voters, and it has to be done in a period of 19 days. This would raise that from 1,900 to 3,800 people in the same amount of time frame. That would be almost impossible to do. It would be impossible then for the citizens of any municipality to redress their government. I think that is the basis of our Constitution, to allow the people of this country to redress their government through petition, through the ballot measure process. I think it is very important that we not go over this 5%, because right now that number is on the increase. 10 years ago, it took 1,100 names in Rapid City to put an issue on the ballot. Right now it takes 1,900. So it's increasing according to the way that Representative Adelstein would like to go. This would be a severe detriment to the people of this state. But he did say that there were frivolous ballot measures that were being placed on the ballot, and that this would somehow make that better. Well, I say to you, the people of this body, we should allow the voters to decide if those issues are frivolous. But first, it must be put on the ballot. By leaving it at 5%, you are giving those people that option. They can do it with a reasonable amount of names and a reasonable amount of time. I urge you to defeat both the motion to amend and the motion. Thank you.
Any further remarks on the motion to amend the amendment? Representative Galinsky.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, I think that perhaps Representative Adelstein's comment about smaller communities where everybody knows everybody and so forth might not pose a great difficulty with such a change. But in a city like Sioux Falls, where you're currently required to have 3,600 signatures to hit your 5%, raising that to 10% means you're going to need 7,200 signatures, and you still have the same minimum number of days in which you collect them. Collecting signatures is not an easy job. You're extra lucky if you can do it in less than 5 minutes per signature. And even at 5 minutes per signature, you'd have to fill 6 petitions in every single day of the days that are available to do that. It really is extremely difficult to even begin to imagine filling 12 petitions a day. So I echo Representative Napoli's comments and urge you to defeat both the amendment and the amendment to the amendment.
Further remarks. Representative Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I carried this bill for Chris Nelson from the Secretary of State's office, and at first blush I thought Representative Adelstein's amendment was a worthy one. But on reflection, I've changed my mind. South Dakota was the first state in the Union to have the initiated process. That process and the process of referral, I believe, are precious to the citizens of this state. At present, a referral has to be accomplished within 19 or 20 days, and it requires 5% of the registered voters. And this bill talks only about a municipality. This is not an easy task for those who disagree with their elected representatives or are not familiar with the political system. Now, I'm aware that of the problem that Representative Adelstein is attempting to accomplish, or the solution he's attempting to accomplish, but I think referral is a very necessary part and a very proper part of our political process. And to make it more difficult for the citizens to accomplish their wishes works against that political philosophy. Additionally, our voting laws are replete with percentages of voters which are required in order for citizens to petition government for redress. To change this percentage would serve to confuse the issue and perhaps be the first step to eliminate the citizens' voice in their government. Consequently, I oppose this amendment and the amendment, and I urge you to kill the amendment and to pass this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Adelstein speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Adelstein.
I'll really be brief. I certainly respect the fact that this was a tradition in South Dakota, and all we're talking about is the number that are required. In terms of Rapid City or Sioux Falls, if it takes twice as many people as it now takes, this will require that more individuals be concerned in distributing the petitions. Right now, there are so few required that, frankly, one person repeatedly in Rapid City stands on the courthouse steps and can get his petition filled. So for one person to require the cost of an election and to tie up all the rest of the people in the county is unreasonable. Increasing it to 2% simply means that a few others will have to be involved in the petitioning process, and certainly my friend Representative Hennies refers to this being confusing or starting some sort of a landslide. I'm only talking about one place. It isn't any more confusing than five to make it 10. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question then before this House is the Adelstein motion to amend the amendment. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion fails. Question for the House then is the Adelstein motion to amend. Are there any further remarks on that? Hearing none. The question for the House is the Adelstein original motion to amend. Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is not supported. Question for the House is the Adelstein motion to amend. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion fails. Question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1008. Are there any further remarks? Hearing none. Question then is final passage. All those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and members will proceed to vote on final passage, House Bill 1008.
Representatives Bradford, Van Norman, Klocek, Koistra, Olson. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, nays 3, excused 1.
House Bill 1008, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.